catching up on a tremendous final day at MIS, and looking ahead to a huge fall Saturday. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. I'm John Ross, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. Last week, we only had time to run down half of our cross-country winners at Michigan International Speedway, so let's get caught up with the rest of our 2021 champions, both teams and individuals. In Division II, Madeline Friends won the girls' title with a time just under 18 minutes. Her Grand Rapids Christian team finished second overall behind East Grand Rapids. East has now won three of the last four titles. On the boys' side, Pinckney senior Caleb Jerema took home the individual title, and Otsego won its first team championship after five top five finishes the last 6 years. For the girls in Division III, Lanny Bloom of Ithaca took home first place after a fourth place finish a year ago. And once again, it's Hart taking home the team title. That makes five team titles in a row for Hart. Wrapping up with the Division IV boys race, Wyoming Potter's House's Moses Osterink completed an undefeated season with a state championship, and Hillsdale Academy is the D4 team champ. For more on all four divisions, please check out secondhalf.mhsaa.com. Game balls this week go to Allen Park Inner City Baptist Volleyball Trio, Bethany Estel, Madison Handyside, and Allie Bettinger. They combined for 35 kills in a regional final win over Plymouth Christian. The win avenged two regular season losses to the Eagles and sent the Chargers on to the quarterfinals. Mason freshman quarterback Kaysen Carswell, who found Derek Badgley in the end zone with 10 seconds left to lift the Bulldogs to a 20-17 win over Bloomfield Hills' Brother Rice. And to Sutton's Bay receiver Sean Bramer, Bramer took the latter part of a hook and ladder 69 yards for a game-tying touchdown in the Division I eight-player semifinals. Sutton's Bay would go on to win in overtime 42-36 over Rudyard.
Need money for college? You need My Student Aid. My Student Aid is the go-to resource that helps Michigan families find money to pay for college. Plus, they'll guide you through the financial aid process and answer any questions you have. For grants, scholarships, and more, connect with My Student Aid, helping make college affordable for everyone. Learn more at michigan.gov/mistudentaid.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with MHSAA Assistant Director Brent Rice.
Today, we're going to talk about how officials are selected for the MHSAA football playoffs. Just as the best teams advance in the tournament week after week, the best officiating crews advance in the tournament in much the same way. For a crew to be eligible for an assignment, many requirements have to be met prior to the season. Submission of their season schedule, making sure that the crew has completed the annual rules meeting, as well as a football rules test. Much weight is given to ratings. Each crew is rated by schools following each game, as well as observation reports where officiating experts go out and either watch crews work live or on video in making sure that the best crews advance throughout the tournament.
Thanks, Brent. You can be a referee. Just go to the MHSAA website now to register. November 20th is one of the busiest Saturdays on the MHSAA calendar. Starting with girls swimming and diving in the Lower Peninsula, we've got championships happening at the Holland Aquatic Center for Division I, Oakland University for Division II, and at Calvin University for D3. You can watch all the action from all three sites live on MHSAA.tv. Moving over to Battle Creek, four volleyball champions will be crowned at Kellogg Arena. The action Saturday starts 10 a.m. Watch it on MHSAA.tv or listen to it on the MHSAA Championship Radio Network. In the UP, we've got two eight-player football teams who will end their seasons with victories. The day starts at 11 a.m. with Division I championship. Division II follows that, both games being played at the Superior Dome in Marquette at Northern Michigan University. Also on Saturday, we have 16 11-player semifinals. 32 teams will be looking to punch their ticket to Ford Field, and as you've been doing all tournament long, you can watch games on MHSAA.tv. And when all the games are over, be sure to check out secondhalf.mhsaa.com to get caught up on everything that's happened across the state. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We will see you next week.